Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Well, welcome to The Real McCoy Show on Blog Talk Radio today. You are listening to your host, standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. I am Shauna Stallworth, and we are so excited that you have taken up your time to join us for today's show. We have an awesome message prepared for you on today. Today, we're going to be listening to a pre-recorded message from one of our previous events, and it'll be the topic for today is developing your entrepreneur talent, which moves right in line with what we've been talking about this month as it relates to execution. If you've been following us, we've been talking about execution, innovation, and execution, and how those things match and meet up with each other, and how important it is for you to be able to have those principles within your life if you're going to move forward with your dreams, visions, and ideas. So today, as we talk about developing your entrepreneurial talent, you'll hear a lot of the principles and the tools that we share with Woman Act Now and on our radio program as we continue to encourage you to live your best life and to move forward with your dreams. I want to share with you, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we are hosting our corporate Woman Act Now meeting this Friday, and you can get more information concerning that by visiting our website at www.womanactnow.com. That is, again, we're hosting our corporate meeting for Woman Act Now in our Dallas-Fort Worth location, and you can get more information on that by visiting our website at www.womanactnow.com. I want to thank listener 708-757-6297 for joining us on today. Don't touch that dial. Invite your coworkers if you're at work. If you're driving, call your girlfriends or your guy friends, girl. Let them know that today we're going to be listening to Dr. Richmond McCoy, which is the husband of Coach Anna. They are quite a pair. They both have a lot to share. So he is a great person to talk to us today about developing your talent. So keep that radio or that dial tone locked in and listen now for Develop Your Talents by Dr. Richmond McCoy.
Job is to share with you my experiences in developing your entrepreneurial talent. We're going to go through that in detail. I'm also going to discuss with you business opportunities, trends that I see in the overall economic marketplace, where I think the opportunities are today, a whole categories of opportunities in terms of different industries. I'm also going to talk to you about partners that we have that are here that are available to you today for you to talk to. We also invited the Small Business Administration. They're here today. They're the ones with the money. Say money. That money is available for us to start our businesses in our community. I've had quite a week this week. I have the most wonderful job in the world. The Lord has just positioned me and to do so many different things. One day I'm meeting with a community development corporation about doing a shopping center together. Or I may be meeting with one of my insurance company partners or a banking partner. Or I may be meeting with a government official. This week I was invited to the White House to meet with President Bush. And that was on Wednesday. And I was invited along with 30 other leaders to discuss the economy and world affairs, and he wanted to debrief us, as he said, on his trip to Africa and South Africa, the economy and the different things that were going on and what they were going to do about it. So I don't take any of this stuff too serious, because it's really God doing this, yes? I mean, I just happened to show up. You know, I grew up on a little farm in upstate New York. I'm one of nine children and just a little country boy. And but the Lord uses you if you allow yourself to be used. they put you in position. But it was quite an experience before when President Clinton was in power. It was about 30 people, and they spent about 2 hours with us discussing the economy and different things they're doing in education and how they have a total commitment to increase home ownership in our communities and the different types of programs they're creating to do it. But it's really interesting because he talked about faith. He talked about their faith initiative programs. And to see him witness about the Lord is really powerful, to see a person in that type of authority, the most powerful nation in the world, talk about God just openly. But all this is faith. So all we've been talking about this morning is building that foundation, because we know God is our source. And those of you who are members of the Word of Faith ministry, you're really blessed to be part of this church, because you have a leader. Praise God. You have a leader who is committed to your prosperity. And he's all about that. He teaches that. And he's created the foundation for us to come in and share and kind of take it to the next level. So, it's always interesting. Those of you who want to start your own businesses, become an entrepreneur, it's excellent. We're here to encourage you. I celebrate you. We're going to help you. And I'll tell you that no matter where you start, it doesn't have anything to do with where you're going to end up. They shared earlier about my job. I run a real estate company that $400 million of properties, $100 million in net worth. This is a company that, and I've been in the real estate business about 23 years, we're a company that of African-American individuals, a group of us came together, let's seed our money together. We came up with $10 million. My partners are Ken Chenault from American Express, Nick Parsons from Time Warner, John Uchtendorf from Uchtendorf Capital Partners, the largest black-owned investment bank in the country. John came to me, who he and I met, when talking about seizing the opportunities that are in front of you and how serendipitously things will happen in your life. I have my own company. I had 100 employees operating on a national basis, running properties, doing development. And John and I met through that Fortune article they talked about earlier. And he says, you know, we're thinking about creating a real estate investment fund. Would you be interested? Well, prior to that, I had been working out in areas with my properties, with my clients, like in areas like Buckhead, you know, big Class A buildings, different things like that. But 3 years prior to that, I didn't have any money. He gave me the immunity in terms of real estate. So when John came to me, he said, there's a lot of money out there from banks and insurance companies to invest in urban markets. We need someone to understand it. So if I hadn't given up myself over here, I never would have been able to serve over here. The Lord put me over here, and I also had to give up. And we're talking about giving up in a minute. Giving up everything I had in place for my own company. I controlled everything. I called all the shots. I had clients that would give me decent business on, and I was doing okay. But in order for me to go over to this next level into something I didn't know, I had to have faith and give that up and think that we could believe, go ahead and do this to start this real estate fund. And even my friends in Richmond, why would you do that? You have your own company. You're a big who's who. You're this and that. I said, yeah, but I want to become an owner of property. I want to do something different. Well, I had to give up everything I had, and people were telling me, just like they're telling you, when you talk to them about their businesses, you're crazy. Went to them and I said, wait a minute, this is going to be a group of people of color going to these banks and institutions, tell them to give us their millions and millions of dollars, they give it to us, and then we have sole control over that money in terms of what we buy, where we buy, and what we do with it. And they said, yeah. You know, that was God. But through being an owner and being in charge, you then have the authority to decide. You heard George talk about the contracting. We contract with over 70% of all the dollars that we spend to run our buildings go to women and minority-owned firms. 70%. Why? Because we're in control. We've created over 1,500 new jobs. Why? Because we're in control. So being an owner, entrepreneur, you get to make those strategic decisions. My entrepreneurial career started out selling a Christmas card door-to-door when I was 13 years old. That was my first entrepreneurial experience. After that, when I was 18, I got out of high school, got on a bus from New York State, went out to California, had big dreams and visions. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I got out there and looked in the paper. I saw an ad for sale, Will Train, right? So I went in and answered the ad, and it was selling encyclopedias door-to-door. I said, well, okay, I think I can do this. And they trained me, and I got all the books on selling and how to motivate myself, and I got into it, and I did fabulous. I was the youngest sales manager in the company's history within a year. They said, you open up an office for me in Canada. Why? Because I persisted, I listened to my leaders, I learned from them, I motivated myself, and I really committed myself into it. But that's a big difference from what I'm doing today, yeah? Then I got into the real estate business in 1980 and started my first company in 1984. And we sold that business. We started a company with about $50,000 in capital, myself and three partners. And sometimes when it's time to start a business, it's your gut. It's just your passion. You can't do it anymore. You can't work for someone else anymore. You got to break out. You got to do something. And that's what happened to me in that situation. I literally got fired. That's how I started the business. I got fired in the worst possible time. It was on a Monday. The Friday before, I bought my wife and I bought our first house in New Jersey. It was a $110,000 house. I scraped together $10,000, put that down, bought the house. We were getting married on that Saturday. That Monday, they fired me. In between, they fired us. Water, please. They fired us. So my partners and I got together. We went to the clients that we had and said, you know, we're going to leave this company. Will you stick with us if we continue to give you good service? They said yes. We started that company with $50,000. 4 years later, we sold it for $6.5 million. So, and we've continued to work and to serve. So you want to be an entrepreneur? That's great. Do you have the passion for it? That's the question I ask. That's the question you got to ask yourself. You know, do you like people? If you don't like people, you can still be an entrepreneur. You really can. Because you can work on the internet. No one ever gets to see you. And you can do extremely well. It's clear. George talked before about the type of effort you want to put into it. What are your objectives in becoming an entrepreneur to start a business? Is it to be honest with yourself? Okay, are you just trying to, if you want to just say, look, I want to have $100,000 when I retire, I want to start a business and do that, and I can put that money on, I want to keep my steady job because my kids are little, I can't take that risk, whatever it is, but I want to put together X amount of capital to find what your objectives are. So if you want to have a certain fiscal objective you want to get to, define it, be honest, then you have a goal. If you're doing it so that you actually think you'll have more free time in your activities, well, I'm here to tell you that's not the case. Okay, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions in a minute. You get a chance to answer, but entrepreneurship and running your own business is a full-time gig. Day and night, you're thinking about it, and Lord's talking to you, and you're moving, you're taking actions, you're doing different things, you're partnering, you're communicating. It's always a big effort. You may be doing it because you think you want more freedom. Anna talked earlier about protecting the baby. If you have a gift, a dream, and a vision, you got to write it down. The purpose of writing a business plan is, one, yes, it'll help you get capital. Yes, it'll help you bring on new partners and employees because they can see what you're trying to do. You've written it out. It's also important when you have hard times and you have a customer, you lose that customer, or you lose a contract, or you run out of money temporarily, that you still have something you can go back to about where you started. So you don't forget, because the enemy is always going to try to trick you, to tell you that you're less than, you're not capable, you never should have started it. You go back, well, wait a minute, I wrote this plan down, I'm halfway through my plan. 63% of businesses that start fail in the first 5 years, 63% of them fail because people quit. That's the only reason they fail. They quit before they get to the win. Praise God, you got to stay in the game. The things you're going to need. You need some guts. You're going to need faith. You're definitely going to need the Holy Ghost. You're going to need a lawyer to draft up your contracts and your corporation papers. Don't do it on your own. You need good credit. We heard about that. If you don't have good credit, get a partner that does. My wife always talks about how she married into good credit. Okay? My wife and I used to fight about that credit. I'm crazy about paying I pay my bills on time, before time, every time. Okay? Because when they came to me to start this new company, you know, I had my own money. I was doing okay. But, you know, they ran a credit report on me. They wanted to know, who is this guy? What's his background? What's his history? Anna and I used to fight. When we first got married, I thought, here's the bill. Pay the bill. I went on a trip, came back a week later, and go, why didn't you pay the bill? The money's in the account. Because I didn't have any stamps. So, you know, we came to an agreement after that. But the credit's very important. Your customers, If you're going to do business with a corporation, they're going to run credit on you. They want to know what is your background, okay? If you have bad credit, that doesn't necessarily stop you. Get with a partner who's got good credit until you can build good credit. It's very important in business. People do check that out. You're going to need 12 months of operating capital, okay, for your business. You're going to need 12 months of ordinary income from your current pay. Your bills aren't going to go away, right? So you got to do that. So get that capital in place so you can concentrate on creating your business and running the business and growing the business, and you don't have to worry about how to eat in between here in order to get it to there. So you have to position yourself for success. You're going to have to seed, time in, harvest. You're definitely going to need the support of your family, of your husband, wife, father, mother, children. You got to get them all to buy into it, so that they're pulling at your feet, be saying negative things, they're going to have a really hard time. You may have to separate yourself or find yourself in a particular place and time. When you can do that, you have to have the support. I mean, Nehemiah, what did he do? He built a wall and he fought them off like that, yes? You may have to do that for a period of time. Prepare yourself for that. You have to gird yourself. You need the support of your pastor. He has to understand what you're doing. He has to understand maybe you've been tithing and gifting 10% of a certain amount. And said, look, I'm putting this money into my business. My income's not the same right now, but I want you to understand what I'm doing. And I need you to pray for me. I need you to connect me with other people in our ministry, other leaders you know about my business and what I'm doing. You need a mentor. You have to have the ability to work. You have to have the physical strength to work 12 hours a day. That's really what it's going to take. Maybe more than that. 6 days a week. That's the reality. You need to be willing and able and with a thought to duplicate yourself. And be willing to delegate part of your duties so you can get other people to assist you in realizing your dream and vision. And another thing, don't hire any chiefs. You know about the chiefs and the Indians? Anyone been there? Okay? Hire Indians that buy into your vision, your plan, just as God gave it to you, exactly how you want it done. If it won't, the God will not anoint it. It will not be blessed. It will not prosper. Don't hire a chief. You tell him to do something. He said, well, I thought, and I did this, and I told this customer to go you know where because he was talking to me bad. Hire Indians who are wanting to serve you, wanting to serve the customers the same spirit. Otherwise, they will ruin you. Flee negative people. Run with post-haste. Don't let someone poison your dream and your attitudes and your activities, and you have to really be disciplined about that. In terms of developing your talents in the business you want to get in, you need to research your market, whatever it is you're going to do. Know your competition, who else is out there. Really scan the horizon. Tom Robinson and I were talking this morning about any business you want to do today, big or small. There's an abundance of information in the marketplace through the internet today. You can find out what's going on, what are prices, what's available, what's out there for you to work with. So, you know, do the research before you spend your money. You know, quantify the need. How big is the need for what you want to do? You know, is it real? Is there a net profit in what you want to do? We all get excited about things that we know God told me this, I got this vision, I want to do it. Fine, if you're doing it to create some wealth, make sure that what you're going to do the math. Be honest. Okay, if you're going to sell something for $2,000, well, I made $2,000. No, you didn't. It cost you $1,000 to deliver the product. Then you had rent, you had insurance, you had consultants. Yes, so be honest with yourself. And get to a point, and then a reasonable profit is 15%. If you net 15%, you're doing well. Okay, the days of making 50 or 100% on something, I don't know if that's really real. But if it depends on the business you're doing. But at the end of the day, you're netting 15% and you're doing what you want to do. That's great. You got to price your product or services consistent with the marketplace. Yeah, but I'm special. I'm gifted. I'm this, I'm that. No, yes, you are maybe all that, but be competitive because people will shop you. Be geographically specific, product specific, price distinctive. Quality cannot be something you can negotiate. You got to do it better than anybody else. You got to service your customers. If you're making a product, manufacturing a product, make sure it's the best that there is. Don't try to make a killing on every customer or every deal. That's a big mistake a lot of new business people make. They don't try to get it all at once. You don't have to do that. You want to stay in the game, right? So So, yeah, let the customer live. Go back to do another. You know what? That person was fair with me. That worked out. I bought that car from them last time, or I bought that house, or they came and did the carpentry work for me, whatever it was, and if you gave them a good deal, they'll give you referrals. Because I tell you something, that's the exception today in the marketplace. So if you can be the exception, a person of integrity, a person of value, a person who provides excellent service or product, they will come back to you. I guarantee you that will absolutely work because people will speak for you and you'll get the business that way. Set expectations, manage those expectations, and then exceed them. Set expectations. Manage those expectations, then exceed them. Be very clear what product or service you're going to deliver so there's no misunderstanding. If you have an agreement with somebody, put it in writing. If someone says, I'm going to do this deal for you, then they should be willing to be put it in writing. If they're unwilling to put it in writing, lose their number. Okay? I've done billions of dollars of deals. If it ain't in writing, it ain't real. Okay? Please trust me on that. Whatever it is, any business arrangement, get it in writing. If they're unwilling to put it in writing, they're going to not do what they said they're going to do. That'll save you a lifetime of misery. And what money you have you're going to invest, make sure if it's in writing, get a lawyer to look at it. Even if you think you know, get someone to look at it. I can tell you, I've made that mistake. I made that mistake on a contract because I thought I understood it, and I went and signed the paper. It cost me $200,000. In a lawsuit when I was right, but because of a couple of words in there, they were able to maneuver it and manage it back and forth, and the judge says, well, you know, so you have to go ahead and do that. There are people who do these things for a living that can really, really help you. Another really important aspect is that it's to go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. Okay, do business with people who want to do business with you. But they're excited about you. They don't have any issues. You know what I'm saying? With you. They want you to come in and do business with them. That you fit into their strategic plan. That you're all part of it. It's a blessing. It's a wonderful thing. You want to spend time with them. You want to service them. You want to help them reach their goals and objectives. If you do that, you lose all that other crazy stuff and put ourselves into voluntary pain and suffering. Remember that your time and reputation are all that you have. That's your asset. That's what you're working with. That's what you can build on. Because people, that's all, we can't recreate that. What you have, they do it. So really, really protect that. Those are your primary assets. Carefully select employees and vendors. If you're contracting with someone to fulfill a contract that you have, okay, you have a landscaping business and you have a guy that just does shrubberies and you do the lawns and you do the flowers and whatever it is, check that guy out. Get his references. Talk to his customers. Watch him. Hold him accountable. Don't just think he's going to do it. Watch him. Because he'll ruin you if you don't control him. Okay? You have to develop your salesmanship skills. When I started out in sales, I said, I still do it. I did it last night preparing for this. You know, you got to practice. Get in the mirror. See what you look like. I didn't always look like this. Okay. I have my suit on and stuff. My wife puts this on me this morning. That's okay. You need to practice your script about what you're going to say. Know what the questions are. Know what the answers are. Know the trends. Go to conferences like this. Going to these types of conferences are what motivated me to start my own business. It's a combination effect. You may hear a word here. You may hear a word there. You may hear someone make a suggestion over there. And finally, there's enough wood on that fire that you get ignited, that you get that passion going, that you get excited, and you take that action. So it's an ongoing process. So you have to go to these conferences, go to the seminars, become a member of the Chamber of Commerce, associate with other people who are in your industry so they can feed off each other, and you get ideas, and you get leads, and you get the information so you can move to that next level. You have to fill yourself with the word every day because you're going to come under attack. And if you're free and you can grow, and you can bless the Lord and you can help other people, that's what the devil doesn't want. About that time. If you have a business and it's going well and Maybe you want to do something else or you want to expand. There's nothing wrong with selling your business or part of the business before you peak it. Okay? If it's making revenue, if someone says, look, I love what you're doing, I want you to become part of my company or sell your business to me, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get too greedy and wait until the market turns. All of a sudden, what you were doing, everybody else is doing. Okay? So when there's a moment to sell, sell. Take some of that money and go forward. You can sell your business, work as a contractor for that new company for a couple of years, and go on and do something else. Okay? Don't get this hold on to it. This is all I can do. I mentioned earlier about the Indians and the chief. I can't say that more because you'll spend all your time arguing with these crazy people. Who want to be Indians themselves? Who want to be chiefs? Excuse me. I like Indians. But I associate with chiefs. And it's important to take an action when you have an opportunity. Live in the now. We talked about it before. If you get a lead, you get an opportunity, pursue it right away. The Holy Ghost has given you that opportunity. He's given you that blessing. He's given you that opportunity. You must go seize it. Don't sit there and wait. Because someone else will hear the same information, they'll move on it, and you'll be there, well, gee whiz, I was over there before, or over there. Live, get out of that whole thing about what if and if only. What if and if only. I used to belong to Norman Vincent Peale's church in New York City. Does anyone know that name? Norman Vincent Peale? It's a book you really ought to get. It's called The Power of Positive Thinking. And he was a tremendous minister who talked, his whole ministry was about the power of positive thinking. I was in church one day, and he did a great job. You know how Dr. Bronner paints these pictures when he's talking? Norman Vincent Peale would do the same thing. And he got up there one day, and he told a story about this woman who was always in the middle. Well, honey, what if we did this? And, oh, if only we didn't do that. And, I can't do that. I can't do that. And one day, she was sitting there washing the dishes, and she said, you know what? I'm tired of that what if. I'm tired of that if only. And she went out in the backyard, and she took two pieces of wood, and she stuck them in the ground. She made a cross, and she buried it. Buried what if. And she buried if only out there. Her husband came home, and she said, what are those crosses in the backyard? She said, I'm finished with what if and if only. Praise God. Take an action. Move. Another important element I've seen in the success of my career is the networking. We've talked about that over and over. You got to tell people what you're doing. No one knows what you're doing or what you want to do. They may be looking for you. I call it the corridor effect. You speak it in volume, and then all of a sudden the Lord starts to hook you up. He comes up behind you. This person connects you, and that person connects. Hey, I know, heard about that person. This person has that expertise. This person over there has that need, has a need for that product. It's called the corridor effect. So speak about what you're doing. Tell people about what you're doing. Tell them about your successes. Spread the word. I did that in the real estate business. I am the expert in inner city commercial real estate. You know, I do a lot of other things in real estate, but that's what I'm known as an expert of. So when they talk to me about it, I'm always talking about inner city real estate. That's what I'm an expert of. So Richmond McCoy, if someone comes up, oh, yeah, call Richmond McCoy. He's the doctor. He knows. But I purposely did that. I created that image for myself. Same thing on the golf course. They call me the big hitter. I got a driver so big the head on it's like that. Okay? It looks like the head of a Toyota engine. I pull that out and strike fear in the competitors. Right? They call me Big Hitter. Well, that's the image I created. You know? My little friend, they gave me a name. They call me Regulation Rich. Those of you who play golf, you know, regulation means you're on the green in two. Now, I don't always get there on two. But if you tell a man you're going to get there on two, it'll put a fear in them. Okay? So, very important, whatever you're doing, to develop a motto, develop something that describes your business to distinguish yourself, and it'll grow on you. Then you got to live up to it. You have to publicize yourself. If you can get written up in the newspaper, I don't care where it is, yellow pages, black pages, blue pages, whatever, get written up. It's something to show people. And you got to stick with it. Avoid time wasters. Okay, people who just want to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and talk. Run from them. Okay, they're stealing their life from you. Avoid energy suckers. You know those people? When they get up close to you, all of a sudden you feel like this. You can't deal with them. You gotta eliminate those people in your life if you want to be successful in business, you want to do some things. You gotta be around people that are gonna stimulate you. Identify the connectors in your life. God puts people in our lives who are connectors, who have the ability to connect you and your field of expertise. I have had three of them in my life that I can identify. When I first met them, I couldn't stand any of them. Okay? Because they just talked too much. They had too many ideas. They were all over the place. But once I got them to focus on what I was trying to do, they said, oh, I know this person, I know that person, I know this person. And those people were able to connect me. Very often, they'll rub you the wrong way. You ever meet people like that? But as soon as they may become your best friend ultimately. Those people are connectors. So you got to look for those people in your life and find some time for them and get with them. The idea of finding a mentor who can help you is really critical. Now let me tell you how to approach a mentor, because people always come to me wanting to meet a mentor then. Well, I'm really busy. You know, I got all these employees and buildings and clients and customers, and my wife, she needs a lot of attention. You can see that, right? But I do have some mentees that I take on, but the people that come to me with, if they come to me and they want someone to mentor to take you on, come to them with a very specific task or subject or opportunity. Don't go, well, I want you to mentor me. What do you mean? Go to them like, I need some help in learning how to write my business plan, or I need some help in doing a specific deal. Okay, go to them with a specific idea. Then it's something manageable. It's all right, I'll give you a half hour and do it. Offering to buy them dinner or lunch isn't a good thing. Okay, people are really busy. The dinners and lunch are really, the breakfast is better. Okay, for those of us who are doing a lot of different business, we like to get started early in the morning. Hey, can I meet you for a cup of coffee? You know, where are you going to be? I'll come to your office. I'll meet you at the airport, whatever it is. And when you get there, have your agenda written out. Have it spelled out, what you want to talk about. Lay it out. Be specific, okay? When you're going to a meeting, understand who's going to be at that meeting for business, okay? Do your research. Don't just walk into a meeting and think you're going to meet one person. They got five people there, so you have enough presentation material there. Understand who those people are, what their agendas are, what their roles are in the perspective, in the prospective business that you're trying to do with them. If you're going to do a joint venture with another company, you can do it. It can work great. They can give you the infrastructure that you need to fulfill your contract. Always control your customer relationships. Never let your joint venture partner who is doing the contract work deal directly with your customer. I just saved somebody $1 million. I don't know who. Okay? But do not let your joint venture partner deal with your customer. They're your customer. Okay? You can always change out that infrastructure. You can't get another customer sometimes. Okay? Control that. You have to promote yourself, get yourself published, develop awareness, your own awareness skills, so as you're listening, you can pick up opportunities. Understand if you're going to do business with a corporation, what their payment methods are. Okay? A lot of these companies don't pay for 90 days these days. Okay? So you got to understand up front, hey, how do you pay? So you can manage yourself. Maybe you can't afford to do business with them. Okay? So understand that. In terms of hiring employees, sometimes it's better just to hire contractors for specific tasks and taking on all those employee benefits and different things. Michelle Victorian's going to talk about that a little bit later in the insurance part of it. But it's very important to limit your exposure with people. Learn about human resources. You have people that you employ or contractors you work with. Understand the rules. Understand what you can say and what you can't say. Otherwise, those people may end up with your business. Okay? In the world we live in today, it's a very strange environment. You have to be very, very careful. Don't give up your trade secrets if you have any. Hold on to them. Just fulfill the assignment. Don't give away your gift. Be careful who you expose it to. Get an accountant to do your books. If you're not an expert in that, get someone to do it. Pay them $1,000 a month or whatever it costs to do it. Pay them to do your books so you don't get in trouble with employee taxes and federal taxes and sales tax, all that stuff. So I've seen so many people with wonderful businesses going just fine. All of a sudden, they get a call from the IRS and they put a big lien on their business. So let's be prudent and professional. Do that. And very often you can get into relationships dealing with a lawyer or accountant who will start off billing you slowly until your business grows. Negotiate that. Have that discussion. Tell them where you are going. Importantly, dress the part. Well, look at me, huh? Look at this. I'm a player. All right? I'm the coach today. That's my thing. You know, whatever you're doing, dress the part. Be presentable. if you don't have the money to go out and buy suits and different things, when I first started out in encyclopedia sales in San Francisco, I didn't have any money. I don't say any money. I didn't have hardly. I had a few $100. That's all I had. And someone in the office said, hey, go down to the dry cleaner, talk to them about any suits that other people had left there, and they want to get their receipt back for the dry cleaning bill. I got myself a whole wardrobe. Praise God. So don't let that stop you. Don't let some silliness that someone tells you or some idea you have about, I don't have the right shoes, I don't have the right clothes, I don't have the right people. No, go ahead and do it. Find a way to do it. Be creative in what you want to do. If you're calling on business, you're trying to get someone to talk to you, you're trying to get that opportunity, then do it with persistence, but be pleasant. Okay? Be very courteous. A lot of executives and different people have, gatekeepers, executive assistants, if you will. Those are the people that you want to get into relationship with. Those are the people that you want to get to know. They will give you access ultimately to the decision maker. They will tell you how the system works. You have to understand how the system works so you can get in and succeed. Okay, I'm going to share with you now some ideas which I wrote down and I can't find, but I know them in my heart. The different opportunities that I think are in the marketplace today. I'll probably certainly start with real estate. With investing in real estate, whether they're single-family homes or apartment buildings, or if you're going to buy something and fix it up and resell it, it's a fantastic market to do it in. Interest rates are at a 40-year low. Get in the game. David's going to talk about it later. He has written a new book about getting in the game to go out and do it. Many people here from last year's events actually did that. Anything regarding the technology, say, in the internet. It's an unbelievable opportunity. For a little bit of money, you can get into business and get started. Anything having to do with personal care, we are all strapped for time these days. When I say personal care, that is providing babysitting services for people, caring for seniors, doing housekeeping, preparing meals for people, going to their homes and preparing meals for a week at a time for them. People love that. Anything having to do with security. Security today is a huge issue. That's a major aspect of where there are opportunities today. Education, educating young people, educating people coming here from other countries, trying to learn our language, trying to learn to understand how to negotiate in our world. We have a group here today with one of our partners on the Reading Literacy Trainer. That's an entrepreneurial opportunity for you. Everything is done. It's turnkey. I think it only costs $1,400 for you to buy the whole program where you can bring young people into your home after school and train them on how to read better and make a phenomenal income. We also have other opportunities in terms of the wealth builder, how to do your own mortgage, how you do your own mortgages, also learning how to help people in repairing their credit. The other opportunities I see is in anything having to do with automobiles today. People who may not be able to afford a new car, but they want to get a car and get it customized. If you can customize that car, they will pay you. You can go into someone's home and redecorate their home for them, they will pay you. If you can go and put together a furniture package program for somebody customized for their needs, and you go get it and deliver it to them, they will pay you. People don't have time to do these things anymore. I have a friend who's in the vacation planning business. She does custom vacations for people who don't have time to sit down and negotiate all the travel and all the different things about what their kids want to do and what their husband wants to do. You can get together and do that. It's a great opportunity. Tommy, what are some of the other ideas we have in the car coming over here? Huh? What was that? Oh, absolutely. Many of us are gifted in writing, and publishing music, and doing graphics and artwork. All those skills are worth a lot of money, and they're unique to you. And you have the ability today, once again, through the internet, to market those products and services on a national and indeed on an international basis. Don't forget the international market. You heard George talk about how this is the greatest country in the world. We are all about business in this country, yes? Now, there's a huge world out there looking for our products and services. Market yourself internationally. It's a huge, huge environment. Reach out to expanding economies. Reach out to China. Reach out to these other parts of the world. Reach out to people in Africa. These are opportunities. They don't have the access to capital and infrastructure that we have there. You can bring your skills and talents. Even your being a conduit in that regard can be a valuable service that you can do for them. So those are some of the areas that I think are just tremendous opportunities to go forward and to put yourself into. The writing the business plan, we have a competition Ann's going to do a little bit later, the winners of that. But it's really important to write it down, to get it out of your mind, to get it down on paper so you have a platform with which to move forward with. And when you run across somebody and say, look, hey, I'm doing the same thing. Can we partner? Can we do this together? That's why you have something to show them that separates you from the rest of the world. From, yeah, I want to do something. You have it written down. All of a sudden, it's very different. People want to see that. And there's plenty of information in the marketplace today where you can use to model yourself after others. It's a matter of you taking that action. So I encourage you to visit. We have some workshops later this afternoon on the various entrepreneurial funds where you're going to be able to go in and talk to the people, identify those opportunities, get yourself started, turn that key. The one other area that I wanted to share with you is that, you know, there's nothing wrong with investing in someone else's dream or vision. If you trust that person, if you know that person, if you can evaluate what they're doing is real, it is of integrity, you can put some money in. If there's a proper security you can get out of it, you can invest with them, but make sure you understand and a lawyer properly protects you in that investment scenario. I mean, look, I got some extra money. I want to do something with it. I'm earning 1%. Out of the money market, I want to do something else with it. You can invest in somebody else if you believe in, but don't stay in there forever. Go look for a specific period of time. Have a very defined period of time that you want to do it. I know a lot of people have gotten into hair care and different things, and that can be profitable if it is. So use your own gifts and talents to realize your own dreams and visions. God bless you.
Did you enjoy my friend? He's so smart, ain't he? He's smart. I mean, where did he get all that information? I was looking through my paper to see if he stole my information. But I think he might have come over that on his own. I want to let you know what we got. We got some lunch for you today so that we make it easy for you so you don't be running off nowhere, okay? We got some vendors who are going to be, you know, we got y'all some food up in here. We got y'all some chicken.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit annamccoy.com.
All right, we want to thank you for joining us on today and listening to Woman Act Now Radio with your host standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. I am Shauna Stallworth, and you just listened to Dr. Richmond McCoy, and he was sharing as it relates to building your entrepreneurial talent. We've been talking about this month innovation and execution and how execution is extremely important as it relates to you moving forward with your dreams, visions, and ideas. And we want to encourage you today that whatever tasks lay before you, whatever goals you have set, to be certain that you take at least 60 seconds to write down 6 to 8 executable steps that you can take to be effective and getting that task done, and getting it done in excellence. I want you to know that this is Shauna Stallworth. I want to thank you for joining us on today. Visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. If you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, please join us on this Friday for our corporate meeting for Woman Act Now, and you can find out more information about that by visiting our website, again, at www.womanactnow.com. Until the next time, take care and Woman Act Now.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
You need to get control of